This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Carol Furwa. Last name, F for Frank, U, R, O, I for India, S for Sam. First name, Carol. C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, O, L for Larry, period. New paragraph. She's a 81-year-old female patient who on February 4 had a fall in bathroom and subsequently she was seen in the emergency room, period. At that time, she was living in a nursing facility, period. The workup in the emergency room did not show any fracture, coma, no head injury, and no other significant problem. So she was evaluated, and ultimately she was discharged home, period. On February 8, 2024, patient primary care physician advised her to decrease the amlodipine, A for Apple, M for Mary, L for Larry, O, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E, to 2.5 milligram once a day, period. She is known to have dementia for some time, period. She walks with walker and shortness of breath on minimal exertion, period. She also says that she has a significant back problem, plus the past history of hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. In the past, she also had a coronary calcium score in 2019, where the score was 543.8, and subsequent IV Lexi scan, L for Larry, E for Europe, X for X-ray, I for India, S for Sam, C for Charlie, A for Apple, N for Nancy, Lexi scan, cardiolite, C for Charlie, A for Apple, R, D for David, I for India, O, L for Larry, I for India, T for Tom, E for Europe, was negative with normal ejection fraction, period. The echocardiogram done about 7 days later showed mild mitral stenosis with aortic valve, with mitral valve area 1.8 square centimeter and normal ejection fraction, period. New paragraph. After May 4, 2021, patient has not come for a regular follow-up, and she has been followed by the primary care physician at the nursing home facility, period. New paragraph. Today, she denies having any chest pain, coma, chest tightness, coma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of dizziness, period. She does give history of two episodes of also mild syncopal episode twice prior to the episode on February 4, 2024, period. No history of any cuff with expectoration, coma, edema of feet, or a bleeding tendency, period. No history of any GI problem, G capital, period, I for India capital, period, problem, period. New paragraph, past history of hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia, and dementia, period, history of coronary artery disease as demonstrated by coronary calcium score in 2019, period, no history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period, no history of diabetes, period, no other significant past history, period, new paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph, allergy, she She claims to be allergic to Sulfa and Cipro. C for Charlie, I for India, P for Peter, R, O, period, new paragraph. Family tree, father died at the age of 85, probably due to heart problem, period. He probably had a three-vessel bypass surgery at the age of 80 years, period. Mother died at the age of 85 due to old age, and she had a heart problem, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both dorsalis pedis, which are traced, T for Tom, R, A for Apple, C for Charlie, E for Europe, period. Both posterior tibials are 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity in a sitting position is 134/70 mmHg, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak and a 2x6 ejection systolic murmur in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, period, no S4 noted, period. Clinically, this finding raises the possibility of mitral valve prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or RONCAI, period, new paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. EKG shows normal sinus rhythm with first degree AV block, A for Apple and V for Victor in capital letter block, period. The PR interval is 230 milliseconds, period. So, no other significant abnormalities noted, period, new paragraph. New paragraph. Postural hypotension evaluation. Postural, P for Peter, O, S for Sam, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L for Larry. Hypotension, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. New paragraph. After 10 minutes of supine position, next line, supine blood pressure 140/70 mmHg with pulse 68 beats per minute, period. Standing 2 minutes later, blood pressure 110/60 mmHg with a pulse 80 beats per minute. And standing in the third minute, blood pressure 130/70 mmHg with the heart rate 78 beats per minute. This finding suggests postural hypotension, HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. Next line. Also, please note that patient had a significant back problem in trying to get up from supine position, and she was somewhat unsteady when she was asked to stand. stand up initially period. The new paragraph. In view of postural hypotension, patient was advised to discontinue amlodipine, A for Apple, M for Mary, L for Larry, O, D for David, I for India, P for Peter, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, period. Patient husband was present and he was also instructed along with the patient, period. Patient and the husband were told that in the future she needs to change the position gradually, and after she's supine or she's sitting in one position for some time, she should stand up with the help and stay at one place for 1 or 2 minutes till she feels that she's okay to walk, period. She was also told that she can have this syncopal episode while on the toilet, and if she's on toilet somewhat longer or constipated, she has to also wait longer before walking, and if necessary, take the help of support bar, B for boy, A for apple, R. She's asked to come back in 2 weeks regarding follow-up, period, new paragraph. If patient continues to have problem with the dizziness and if her blood pressure remains adequate, then plan is to once again stop one more antihypertensive medicine, and ultimately plan is to discontinue remaining 2 antihypertensive medicine. This was explained to the patient and the husband in detail, period. They were also informed that sometimes stopping the antihypertensive medicine may raise the blood pressure, but if the postural hypotension can be avoided, then it may be better, unless blood pressure rises significantly, period. New paragraph. Also, an echocardiogram was requested in view of multiple syncopal episode to evaluate for any structural valve disease. Valve, V for Victor, A for Apple, L for Larry, V for Victor, E for Europe, plus any other cardiac problem like cardiomyopathy, which may contribute to her symptom of dizziness, syncope, and postural hypotension. HY, P for Peter, O, T for Tom, E for Europe, N for Nancy, S for Sam, I for India, O, N for Nancy, period. They were also advised to monitor the blood pressure at nursing facility, and if it is low or drops, then to inform as soon as possible, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, recurrent syncope, period. Next line, number two, postural hypotension, HYP for Peter, O, tension, period. Next line. Number one is likely due to number two, period. Next line, number three, history of hypertension. Next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, history of dementia, period. Number six, clinically patient may have mitral prolapse and mitral regurgitation, period. New paragraph. February 8, 2024, blood test shows that her hemoglobin is adequate, period. Potassium 3.7 milli equivalent per liter. Sodium is somewhat low at 133 milli equivalent per liter. The patient and the husband were advised to restrict the fluid intake by about 1 8-ounce glass period. Renal function is normal period, and the thyroid tests are normal period. Depending on the results of the workup and patient symptom, including dizziness or syncope and the blood pressure, further management will be planned, period. The consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.